Riviera Radio. Business.
Hey, big boy.
Good morning. Friday's amongst us, best day of the week.
You had to get that in on your first week back, didn't you?
Back on it.
Now, do you wear socks with your Birkenstocks?
No, not at all.
Come on, it's the quintessential English thing, isn't it?
That is a big faux pas. No, that is horrific. No, can't say I do that.
I can just see you wandering through the streets of Torre Molinas with your socks and sandals and a knotted hanky over your head.
Not for me, thank you very much. The Birkenstocks have been on all year round. Wind, snow, rain, they've done very well.
Union Jack tattoo and that kind of stuff. Anyway, looks like Keir Starmer's got a good kicking overnight, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's been a tough time for Labour as it looks as they've gone through the Super Thursday elections. The headline, of course, is around Hartlepool, where we saw that by-election. I want to say it's been Labour since it was created back in the 1970s.
Yes.
It was the old Peter Mandelson seat, of course, wasn't it? I think I'm right
it
saying
was,
that.
It was, yes.
Tories overturned a 3,500 majority with a huge margin, somewhere around 7,000, so that's interesting. We wait for the counting, of course, across the rest of the council election to come in. It looks like Tories have been making gains there. The big one perhaps to watch out for is what's been taking place in Scotland. Can Nicola Sturgeon hold on to her majority in Holyrood as she continues to push for independence? So for a market perspective, perhaps that's the biggest one to watch out for.
Yes, interesting thing about Hartlepool, and this does always happen at by-elections, but this is a pretty bad one. I'm only 45.2% of the electorate bothered to vote.
Yeah, very low count. So the level of engagement has been somewhat low, one would have suspected, during the course of this election.
Never mind about that. I want to see what's happened to Count Binhead in London.
Who's Count Binhead?
Standing for Mayor of London.
Oh, OK, I didn't realise that.
He said he was going to make the escalators go the wrong way on the underground.
Not sure that would be particularly helpful.
Well, it might keep people on their toes a bit. All right, markets. Pretty good day on Wall Street yesterday, and not too bad in Europe either. And everyone's waiting for the non-farm payrolls, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Yeah, exactly. Dow Jones rose to record highs yesterday. Copper soared to an all-time high. 10-year treasuries rose. Oil advanced. Dollar held steady and gold pushed higher. This is data showed the world's largest economy is strengthening. Applications for US state unemployment fell last week to a fresh pandemic low. Labour market conditions continue to improve as the economy reopens. Separate data actually highlights a rebound in productivity as well in the United States. Say the focus will turn to today's jobs report. Gains were pronounced despite the Fed warning that rising risk appetite is stretching valuations. In this environment, they said prices may be vulnerable to significant declines should risk appetite fall. It's kind of an ironic statement coming through from them, because part of the reason why risk appetite has been so elevated is the huge amount of support, the liquidity that's been pumped into markets by the Federal Reserve. So identifying a risk, perhaps you could argue they've created. Pharmaceuticals remained under pressure yesterday. It looks like the US will push ahead with plans to waive patent protection for vaccines, though the plan has reportedly been opposed by Angela Merkel and also here in the UK. Where do we finish up in markets? S&P 500 up 0.8%. NASDAQ was up 0.4%. Playing a little bit of catch-up in Europe this morning, so should get a stronger start. Currently corner FTSE up 26 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 60 points. CAC40 in Paris up 19 points.
Estimates for the non-farm payrolls range between 700,000 and more than 2 million jobs having been created in April, but it does seem like the US economy is rocketing ahead, which does raise questions about interest rates and inflation as well.
Maybe so. We are looking for a strong number today. Labour market momentum has been talked about remains strong. We look for the US economy to have created 950,000 jobs last month, led, of course, by private payrolls as recovery in the service sector plays out. Face value, actually, that would only suggest a modest improvement over March. However, we should remember March employment was boosted by the passing of the weather-related effects that held back employment in February. So if you look at the two-month average for February and March, it was 692,000. Therefore, 950 would actually represent a significant acceleration in hiring. Elsewhere, look for the unemployment rate to tick down by 0.1% to 5.9%. The caveat there is that the participation rate still remains low, but it does compare to the peak, remember, in April last year when US unemployment hit 14.7%. So a remarkable year of recovery. We look for the unemployment rate to finish this year at 4.4%, 3.9% at the end of 2022. So I think along with stimulus measures, that should continue to support household consumption.
Private payrolls?
Yes.
Is he in the same platoon as major indices?
Major indices. I like that.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.39 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.20.5. Going to get around €1.15 for your British pound this morning.
I do have my spies out, so if you do blurb that on out on Nick Ferrari's show, I'll know all about it. Yeah. Right. Thank you, Lance Corporal Potts.
Enjoy your weekend.
Speak to you on Monday. Hank Potts from Barclays.